With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The choice is between war and peace. President Trump is hoping that Russia's Vladimir Putin will choose the latter when it comes to Ukraine. Mr. Trump meets with Putin today in Alaska to discuss what it will take to end the bloodshed that Russia is inflicting upon its neighbor.
I think it's going to be a good meeting, but the more important meeting will be the second meeting that we're having. We're going to have a meeting with President Putin, President Zelensky, myself, and maybe we'll bring some of the European leaders along, maybe not.
When he meets Putin later today, Mr. Trump says it will not take long for him to size up the Russian leader's intentions. Victoria Coates, former Trump deputy national security advisor.
He said he thinks he's going to figure out in about 30 seconds if something's possible. And if it is, he'll pursue it. And if not, he'll walk away the way he walked away from Kim Jong-un when those meetings just were meetings for the sake of meetings and there was no deal to be had. He said, fine, and walked away. So I think we'll see some version of that.
Coates speaking with the Salem Radio Network. The head of the Drug Enforcement Administration is now Washington, D.C.'s emergency police commissioner, named to that post by Attorney General Pam Bondi, and it's not sitting well with city officials.
Bondi says DEA head Terry Cole will assume powers and duties vested in the District of Columbia police chief, and that the Metropolitan Police Department must get Cole's approval before issuing any orders. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwalb is calling Bondi's directive unlawful and says it cannot be followed by the city's police force.
Correspondent Donna Warder says D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser also objects to Bondi's action. Retail sales up 0.5% last month compared to June, with auto sales especially robust in July. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 205 points higher. This is SRN News. A Pakistani human rights group is raising its voice.
The Movement for Equality has been organizing marches and protests demanding that the government modify the application of its draconian anti-blasphemy laws. Those statutes, which can result in a death sentence, are often used by Muslims in Pakistan to settle petty squabbles with their minority Christian neighbors. Movement for Equality also points to a surge in false accusations and an increase in mob violence against those accused. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim terrorist group is ramping up its attacks in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Christians are almost always a target and tensions are running high. One local leader tells International Christian Concern, "Our population must stay alert. We are facing a persistent threat, and only by working together with the security forces and remaining cautious can we avoid further bloodshed." Muslim terrorism running rampant in sub-Saharan Africa. This is SRN News. First Lady Melania Trump demanded that Hunter Biden retract comments linking her to Jeffrey Epstein and threatened to sue if he does not.
Mrs. Trump takes issue with two comments former President Joe Biden's son made in an interview this month with American journalist Andrew Callaghan. He alleged that Epstein introduced the First Lady to now President Donald Trump. Melania Trump's lawyer, Alejandro Brito, wrote in a letter to Biden that the statement was false, defamatory, and extremely salacious. Biden's remarks were widely disseminated on social media and reported by media outlets around the world, causing the First Lady, quote, to suffer overwhelming financial and reputational harm. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
North of the border, flight attendants with Air Canada have been threatening to walk off the job, threatening a strike for this coming weekend. Such a job action would throw the plans of many summer air travelers into disarray. More details at srnnews.com.